إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, the secret of shukr is to focus on what you do not have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said in Surah Al-Anbiya, in Surah Al-Ibrahim, the one who is grateful to me, I will increase my bounty for him and give him barakah in his ni'mat. And the one who is ungrateful, he should be aware and he should beware of my punishment, which is severe. So shukr is the essence of ubudiyat. It is the essence of being the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the secret of continuing of whatever good Allah has given us. And in that context, I remind myself anew that shukr is to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you do not have. Now that might look like a strange statement to you, because normally you would say, thank Allah for what He has given you. I am saying thank Allah for what He has not given you. And I am saying this especially because yesterday I went to visit a friend of mine who is in the Indo-American Cancer Hospital here. Alhamdulillah, he is free from cancer. But when I went there, I don't know how many of you have been there. If you haven't been there, I suggest that you do not go to bed tonight until you go there. It is an eye-opener and it's an education in the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That place, I remember many years ago, when one of our dear aunts was, she had cancer, I had gone there. There was one block. Today there are three blocks, and the other two blocks are much bigger than the first block. And if you go there, it's like a railway station. It's filled with people. Now, obviously, not everyone who's there has cancer, but obviously most of them have cancer. Other people are there, you know, relatives or whoever brought them to the hospital, but most of them have cancer, and it's absolutely jam-packed, and that's only one of the cancer hospitals in this city. I was speaking to a friend of mine who said to me that in the UK there is some research that they have done, and one of her friends, an oncologist, said that 1 in 3 people in the world have cancer. 1 in 3. Can you imagine? 33% of the world. Now, alhamdulillah, all the people sitting in this masjid here now do not have cancer. Alhamdulillah, may Allah keep us free from this and all our mutalliqeen and relatives. So thank Allah for what you do not have. You know, it's not only a question of what you have. Thank Allah for what you do not have. Say, alhamdulillah, that Allah has not given me cancer. Because if one of three people have cancer, what is the probability for anyone to get it? Very high probability. And what is so special about me that I can say that I will not get it? I'm breathing the same air, drinking the same water, no matter how health conscious I may think I am, end of the day you're eating the same food. Maybe you are consciously not eating, cancer producing things, and you're consciously not eating, whatever it is, which are related towards that. But many things are beyond our control. You know, for example, the pesticides that are used on vegetables. Here we have vegetables which are cultivated using untreated sewage. It's not just pesticides, that's untreated sewage. That's used for cultivating vegetables. I mean, all around Hyderabad is famous. You cannot go into a vegetable field because it stinks. And the farmers use it because it's free fertilizer for them, and plus it's water. So they use it quite happily. And you know, if you are a farmer, then you get used to the stink. You go, you stink, you smell it enough, and that's it. So there is, yet alhamdulillah, we do not have cancer. So how much we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seriously, because if somebody, I was thinking myself yesterday, that's the reason why it is important to get out of our houses and homes and comfort areas and go and see some things in the world We go to see nice things, but we should also go and see things which are not so nice, because that brings about shukr and brings about gratefulness and thankfulness in our hearts. Otherwise, constantly you are thinking, oh, I've got this car, yeah, it's an old car, this is the other one which is so nice, and this, you know, I've got this phone, but there's an upgrade version. There's always this greed for more and more and more material. And at the end of that, what happens to that? Where is the material? After this Jayalalitha died, many people have been sending out SMSs, which our people, of course, are very fond of forwarding. So, and it said that she had so many cars, and she had so many houses, and she had this property there, and that property here, and whatnot. And, but she had to leave everything behind. Now, all of that is true, but in this city, if you think about it, we had people in the city who had 10,000 times more than what Jayalalitha would have dreamt of. Forget about having. We had people who had a kind of wealth which was today even unimaginable. If you simply sit and say, you know, write down a list, I bet none of us can, with our middle class minds, can even imagine what kind of wealth people had. Where is it? It's in Sarajang Museum, some of it. And the others, people are going to say, oh, no, I want to go and see Falaknuma Palace. You want to go and see Falaknuma Palace. But when Bhavali Pasha was going, what did he say? He said, take me to Falaknuma Palace. He said, take me home. We are going home. Did he say Falaknuma Palace? When Shah Jahan was going home, where was he going? To the Red Fort. What Red Fort? He said, I'm going home. Not Red Fort. Red Fort is for you. For me, I'm going home. Right. So the issue is that no matter what, no matter how much of wealth you are, I think we have, it's not even a speck of dust compared to even this dunya. What is a Red Fort compared to the whole world? It's not even a speck of dust. It's nothing. You know, what is there to talk about? So, what is it that we need to be conscious of? And that is why this focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is so important, because it puts us in our place. It puts things in perspective. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, for what He has given us, but we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps even more for what He has not given us. And if you think of all the stuff around us, look at poverty. It is quite seriously, without exaggeration, there are people, and there are the numbers are far more than the opposite. There are people who, in this world, because this world is too big, right here in the city, there are people who are being driven by poverty to sell their daughters in the market. In this city, there are people who are being driven by poverty where they cannot sleep one night in comfort. Or in peace, or with peace of mind. There are people who literally do not have food to eat. It's a big figment of the imagination where some people say, no, today everybody has food to eat. That's absolute nonsense. That means you have no clue what is happening in this, forget about the world, in this same city, in this country. India is number one in absolute poverty in the whole world. Number one country in absolute poverty. Number two is Nigeria. And Nigeria is 50% of India. The difference between Nigeria and India is 50%. So what's the good of talking about GDP and this and that, and you know, we're sending a rocket to the moon or God knows where. We can't even put food in the belly of our own people. And Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given that to you. Allah has not given you that poverty. Yeah, sure, I want to buy something nice, and maybe just now I don't have the money. Who cares? Even if you had the money, that thing which was nice, you would leave it behind here. Nobody takes anything. Nobody takes anything. And that is what I remind myself and you. And after I came back yesterday from the hospital, I was thinking this constantly and saying, Alhamdulillah, if somebody asked me, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel and said, okay, I will guarantee you will not get cancer, what will you pay? What will you say? What will you pay? And if Allah said, if you don't pay this, I will give you cancer. This is the price, right? There is a price tag. No cancer, pay so much. If you can't pay that, if you don't pay that, you will get cancer. What would we have done? Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us free. Allah did not even put a condition to say, come and pray Salatul Fajr in the Masjid. Even that. Bismillah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim and Kareem and Ghafoor. How much should we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu? Seriously. Wallah, if we really, if the thankfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if may Allah open your and heart, my heart to that, if we really feel that, if you skyar ehsas, or if you really get an understanding of that, I tell you, you will put your head in sujood and you will not take it off from the ground. Yeah? You will not lift your head from the ground for what Allah has given us. I mean, I can make a long list of things that Alhamdulillah Allah did not give us. I don't think that's necessary. We can make the list for ourselves. But it's very important to be conscious of these things, to spend some time, sit peacefully, quietly, think about this, be conscious of these things, and consciously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you do that, I will increase your blessing. So Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us good health, and we ask Allah for increase in that blessing. We ask Allah to keep us in that good health until our last moment, and to take us in a state of good health, in a state of iman, in a state of yaqeen, in a state of shukr to Him when He is pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.